This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. We talk about weed a lot on this show, obviously, but we've never talked about it quite like you'll hear in today's episode. Hey, this is April Pride. As of today, the inaugural and former host of How to Do the Pod. As a creative, I've spent most of the past year developing the content and designing the look and feel of this podcast as a brand, as presented on our website and social, and of course, the newsletter. But today marks my first foray into audio design. Thanks to lively conversations with women who can only be described as high guides, I've weaved a story around what I describe as all things associated with the, quote, heritage high, like preferring to smoke flower as a joint or pre-roll or from a bong. What I hope is clear is that the women who choose to smoke weed are not one type of woman. The women who choose to smoke weed each have their own style, preference, and OG advice to keep the art of getting high chic and easy. This audio is meant to be fun, if not slightly off-putting while your ears adjust. I bet you'll want to listen at least once while you're high, and more than once, just for fun. Let me know what you think, because there's lots more where this came from. So much, in fact, I'm developing a new audio experience for our listeners to enjoy by following my new show, The High Guide, wherever you listen to podcasts like this one. So thank you to our loyal listeners for supporting the first 59 episodes of How to Do the Pod with me as your high guide.
I am Kate Miller, co-founder and CEO of Mist Grass, which is a cannabis brand on a mission to make you smart about weed. I am a functional high.
I'm Maggie Connors. I'm the founder and CEO of Besito, and I started growing this year at home.
Hi, this is Vanessa Lavarado from Marigold Sweets. I'm always high.
I am Lauren Yoshiko, and I'm a writer who's based in Portland, Oregon, and I can be found in Broccoli Magazine. I'm definitely a bong girl.
My name is Raven Deckett. I am a founder of Community Gardens. We have a delivery and distribution license.
I like to smoke joints.
I'm Verena Von Fetten, and I'm the co-founder of Gossamer. The tagline for Gossamer is for people who also smoke weed.
I've smoked for almost or over 20 years now.
My name is Jennifer Saw. People call me Jen, and I am the brand manager at Kiva. I've been kind of exploring my journey. My ultimate, like, favorite thing to do is smoke.
I would be smoking right now if I could. Smoking is great for when I am going about my day-to-day activities. It doesn't last as long, so it's not as much of a commitment.
And I really feel so lucky that I'm able to incorporate cannabis into my, you know, daily life.
A lot of my girlfriends love and smoke flower all day and definitely at night. I do smoke flower at night pretty much every single night.
That's the end of the day, a joint that I've rolled with my homegrown flower and kind of resetting and reflecting and having some quiet time at the end of the day is my kind of sacred moment with cannabis. That's how I was introduced to cannabis as a teenager. And really, most of my life has been consuming flower. Flower will always be my first and foremost.
I really like flower. If I'm going to smoke, I usually like to smoke flower.
That is my preferred way. I'm a flower girl.
The thing about flower girls, we always seem to find one another.
I think I've made the fastest, closest friends with people through weed. And I'm also a very, very social consumer, so I love doing it with friends.
They're just still new to the whole social high.
Once in a while, I'll be with a friend, and it'll be like, oh, can you roll? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I can.
Or sometimes if I, like, put a couple, like, strains in there, I'm like, oh, you're, like, making a little salad.
I'll just roll it, and I just smoke it. And it's, like, it's that little extra kick. If you just want something a little stronger and it just adds a little, like, flavor, I like to call it like a little mini salad.
I love rolling spliffs and joints and the like, and the experience of smoking together, the fun of grinding it and the whole process is not lost on me. But like day to day, when I get home at the end of a long day, and honestly when I wake up in the morning and any time in between, it is a bong I reach for.
Tell us more. What kind of bong, Lauren?
I can't handle the silicone bongs. They just are so ugly, and I want glass. It needs to be just clean. Tell me it is normal, pure glass. I only want to taste weed. I don't want to taste anything else. And like the extra add-ons and extra filters and percolators and all that, I don't need. I just want a simple bong. It's a small enough size that it doesn't intimidate my mom too much if she wants to try a hit before bed when she visits me.
Not everyone's mom is as down as Lauren's, and not every woman who's into flower is into bongs.
It would never be like taking a bong rip.
And not every woman who's into flower is into weed in the morning. But for those of us who are, Maggie offers this.
So the Ringo Starr often is a nice wake and bake.
So what else are women up to after lighting up?
I do everything high, honestly. I do my makeup high. When I do my makeup high, it's a better outcome, you know, because like I feel like I'm like outside the box, like kind of like painting outside the box. So that's always good. I do definitely smoke before I do my makeup. I smoke before I do work that like includes like numbers, like Excel sheets, like emails sometimes, like things where I have to like have a quiet mind that's focusing only on like one thing. I smoke before I cook.
When I get really hungry and I'm stoned, I like get really into cooking, like just cooking a meal. I actually really like to be active while I get stoned too.
I just like to be a little bit more chill.
I have a nice Saturday ritual of enjoying a Ringo Starr joint and my favorite yoga class down the block, and that's kind of my church, I say. But rituals that reset and kind of relax my body, mind, and soul.
So I'm smoking before I work, I'm smoking to get creative, I'm smoking to like get in a flow and journal, I'm smoking to clean.
Okay, say Kate smokes and wants to clean her glass goods, like pipes, bowls, bongs. What's your advice on cleaning her glass, Lauren?
All the 420 cleaners and all those store-bought brand cleaners are bullshit. I just want it to be like really easy to clean too with rubbing alcohol and salt. I firmly believe that you only ever need like the highest possible percentage of rubbing alcohol and salt. Like no kosher, just plain salt. Like the technique is all about putting that salt, a bunch, and a bunch of alcohol, and then basically shake weight the shit out of that bong with your paper towel in both ends, don't forget. And your bowl piece should probably soak in that alcohol for like a long time and give it a few shakes. So I actually put my bowl piece in a little Ziploc.
And what is a bowl? Okay, it's where you pack ground flour, and remember to always grind your flour. But before packing it with ground flour, you can place a small piece of flour into the bowl that serves as, think of it as a plug, so you don't suck through the small bits of ground weed before you can take a proper hit. And remember, if you're sharing, I should say when we're sharing again, corner the bowl, meaning take the lighter to one corner of the packed flour rather than torch it from the center. Take it from someone who's done it incorrectly. It ensures a fresher hit for your friend. But with a bowl, you can pack a bowl light and make it a selfie, which means you can combust the whole thing with just the right amount for you.
You can totally control how much weed you use in a little tiny bowl, and you don't have to dedicate yourself to a whole joint and get too high. So I like it because you just make yourself whatever size bowl you need. It's way healthier and way more efficient on the wallet. I truly believe like it's the perfect way to smoke weed.
And Lauren is a woman, as are all these women, you can trust to share their perfect ways to enjoy cannabis. A big thanks to each and every one of the women featured here today. Make sure you check out the show notes so you can find out where to find them. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm crafting four more similar to this that will drop every other Tuesday here in this feed. And you can subscribe to my new audio feed, The High Guide, wherever you listen to podcasts, like this one. I'd love to hear from you as this takes shape. Many who listen have followed my journey in cannabis. I guess now we're at year six, and I'm super stoked to share in this next chapter. So please follow along on Instagram. I'm at April Pride. You can find How to Do the Pot on Instagram at Do the Pot. And for lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. Thanks to How to Do the Pot's co-creator and new full-time host, Ellen Scanlon, Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Petrie.